The Gemara over here is trying to figure out what is the case of an oinus where you can get married on Monday. So we saw three pshatim. The first pshat of the Gemara by us is sar tzava balayir, and therefore you're going to lose out. You're going to be a wipeout on the suda. The Yerushalmi said a pshat of this kshafim. They have their magic, and that's going to disrupt the wedding. And the second pshat that Yibayis aim over here in the Gemara is that it's a case where it's Now the Gemara gives two qualifications, which are both important qualifications. We saw them already. One is that it has to be that nasan ma'im al gabe basar, or it has to be that it's loy mizdavin. The stuff that you made cannot be sold. Nasan ma'im al gabe basar. It has to be that you're going to have waste. Rashi says that's why it has to be yenoy mazuk. The wine has already been diluted, and now it doesn't have a shelf life anymore. So you need to have that you're going to lose the investment is going to be lost. And the other thing you need, which seems to be a totally separate thing, is you need it to be of shel chasan or ima shel kala. What happens if it's a different one of the relatives? So then we don't push up the wedding. We say, okay, you're going to lose all your money. You're talking lose your money, but at least there's someone here who will do it again later. So these are the two components that we need over here. It seems to be a stira. Like, what is it? Is it more important that you lose the money, or is it more important that you can't do it later? It's not replaceable. So the base Aaron, or Aaron Walkin, says, in Achanami, it's a machloikas. The Gemara brings two different opinions. One opinion is that's important is av shal chasan, ima shal kala. The important thing is that it's not replaceable. And the other man to Amar holds the important thing that there should be a hefsid, but these are two different opinions. And it's a machlokes Amaraim. Kipshuto, the Rishonim seem to say not like that. The Rambam seems to say not like that. It says you need both of them. It's a combination. You need that there should be a hefsid, and also you should need that it's not replaceable. So the question is, are these two things equal partners, or is one more important than the other? And we sparred from the Lashon of the Rambam. The Iker is the hefsid. Because the Rambam, when he brings the halacha in Perek Yud Aleph, halacha ches, what the Rambam saw, he doesn't even mention who is mace. He just says the lashon of the Rambam is who mace loy, mace, mace loy mace. Someone dies. Someone died. Why does the Rambam only say mace loy mace? At the end of the Rambam, the Rambam says bemed devarim amurim. When is this whole thing we said true? If the person that died is the av shel chasan ima shel kala. But the Rambam doesn't say that in the beginning of the halachas. It sounds like it's contingent on that. That's not really the what's being madche, what's allowing you to get married early is the fact that there's hefsid. It's just contingent on the fact that you can't replace it. That's what we said is mashman the Rambam. Lefizet, Rabbi, I'd like to try to explain it to you. I'll explain it to you with the hagdara that we had said on Sunday. We had said hagdara as follows. When a person dies, and then we do the chuppah, and then afterwards we're going to do whatever either the avelis or we're going to do the chasana. Which one really came first? The person died, then they went to the chuppah. So now we didn't bury him till afterwards. So we said that the birkei, the bikurei Ruvain, brings down from Rav Nochum and from Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, that being that he was mace first, even though we didn't bury him till after the chuppah, but that's as if the kvura came first, because the goyrim, the siba, the mechayiv of the avelus was there beforehand. So therefore, in theory, if a person, if he'd be mace and then do chuppah, maybe we should really do the avelus first, and then only afterwards should we do the yemei mishta. However, we see that we do the Yemei Mishteh first. What's the reason for that? So we wanted to say Yisoy. The Lashon of the Rambam, the language of the Rambam, seems to imply that very much. The Rambam says, Heichin kol tzarchei hasuda. That's the Lashon the Rambam starts with. Then the Rambam says, Kidei sheyichnesu lesimcha. In order that you should go into the simcha. It sounds like the Rambam is saying that once you have the entire suda set up, and there's going to be a loss of money, and everything is ready to go, the mechayiv of the chasana, the mechayiv of the simcha is here also. So if I did that before it was meis loy meis, so then it says the Rambam that midra banon, what came first? The chasana came first. The mechayiv of the chasana came first. That's why if I do the chuppah and then I'm koyver him, so I do the yemei mishta first, because being that I've prepared all of the simcha before it was meis. Therefore, it's as if the simcha came first. That's what we're medayik in the Rambam. So that's all true when you're discussing the preparations for the chasana. So the Rambam says, in order to make that the mishnah came first, I have to say that I prepared everything is in place. The Rambam says, Bameh devorim amurim, when is this all true? If the person that died is of shal chasim shal kala. Now does that have to do with which one came first? I prepared everything. Everything's in place. I'm going to lose a ton of money if we don't do the chasana now. But the person that died is imoy shel chasan, not aviv shel chasan. So we say too bad, lose the money and do the chasana later. Why? Because I didn't lock in a date. I locked in a date. Everything is ready and I'm going to lose all my money. It doesn't make a difference. Because the pshat is, if it's not aviv shel chasan, so then what can he do? Do it again. In other words, make a different date. You're very good, you made this date, you locked in this date, and you thought this was going to be a great date, but because of Shel Chasan, I can now create an alternative date, make an alternative date. If it's Aviv Shel Chasan that dies, can I make another date? No, because I'm not going to be able to make the Chasan the way I made the Chasan the first one. But if it's Ima Shel Chasan, you're right, the Chasan came first, because you did all that work and you're going to lose all your money and everything. Make a new date. The other Rambam says it's a Bameh Devarim Amurim. So it's not that I need two things and that both of them are equal partners. I need it to be Hefsid and I need the person to have died is the Av Shel Chasan. There's two different components. I need it to be that there's Hefsid in order to lock in that the Chasana came before the Evil. That the Mishnah came before the Evil. Came first because I did everything for the Chasana, everything's already in place. But if the person that died is not Av Shel Chasan, so then make a new date. Okay? So let's try to change the date. So l'chayre l'fizeh, I'd like to suggest the following thing. Rav Moshe Feinstein said a shayla, what happens if someone made a mistake? Maisa shahoya kachoya with Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, he made a mistake and he got them to do the chasim they weren't supposed to. So what would happen in such a case? Maisa in a case where they made a mistake and they did the chasana even though they weren't supposed to. What's the din? They did the chasana even though they weren't supposed to. So, I would like to suggest, it depends why they weren't supposed to do the chasana. What would be if it was meis imoy shel chasan? Everything is there. The all the food is there, and it's meis imoy shel chasan. What would be in that case? So, you're really supposed to push it off. But he didn't push it off, and they got married beforehand. What would you say? Do you do first the mishteh or first the evil? They were supposed to push it off. Another Rav comes to the chasana and he says, what are you making the chasana for? This is a mistake. You should have done the kippur first. Too late. We did the chasana already. So now, do you do the mishta first or do you do first the evil?
Once you start the wedding,
so once you start the wedding, do you say, because we started the wedding, therefore it's already chal simcha or not? So I'd like to suggest as follows. It's going to depend why you made the mistake. In other words, according to what we said in the Rambam, we just said in the Rambam that really what makes the chasana comes first? The hefsid moment. The hefsid moment's here, even if it's imoy shel chasan. There's still hefsid moment. So really, the chasana came first. Elamai, if it's imoy shel chasan, you can change the date. Okay, I messed up. I didn't change the date. But if the chasana came first, I'm going to do yemei mishteh before the yemei eva. But what happens if the case where it's lo nasan mayim agabe basar, or I could have sold everything. I decided not to sell everything. I could have sold all of the everything that was there for the chasana, and I didn't. What would be in that case? He made a mistake. So then, if I could have sold it, so then that means that I wasn't locked in for this date. So then, what came first? The misa came before the mishteh. Because the Mishnah wasn't in place yet, because I could still sell everything, so I'm not locked into this date. If that's the case, so then even if he does the chuppah before the kvura, but being that the person died before the chuppah, so therefore you're going to do shivas yemei evil, and only afterwards you're going to do shivas yemei mishnah.
And what's if he's in a regular, let's say some guy lives in a different country and doesn't know that his father died.
Father
had
money?
No, he's not like that. He ends up getting the people, they make a wedding, and all of a sudden runs in like your father died yesterday, like you're not
Yeah, it could be a good question. It could be a good question. Not necessarily, because it depends which one came first. In Achanamis, but we saw from the Rif that even if you do Kedushin, you can't. The Rif says you can do the Evil first. Whichever one comes first, you do first. So which one came first? So if he died, so you're telling me that one came first. It might depend on, like, you know, you're saying if he doesn't know, so then now he found out afterwards, maybe in Achanami. That's what it would appear. That's what it would appear. Even Rashi seems to say once it's chal the regel, so then kiven chal chasanov have a gabe keregel v'lo asya velus v'chayil v'noik shivisim mishta. Shalus, is it always that way? Or is it only because in this situation, because of the fact that we said that the simcha ki'ilu preempted the avelus because he locked in the day. Perhaps that can be an afkamin over here between
what
the two.
What if he died during the wedding?
So we'll see what happens if he dies during the rebbing. It's interesting, there's a discrepancy. If he died during the Shivas Yimei Mishta, if he died before, it's going to be a different halacha in the Rambam.
We
died during Yom Tif. Yes. So we'll see. Akoponim, it's a good question. There's actually a diik in the Rambam. One of the Talmidim made a diik in the Rambam. The Rambam speaks twice about what happens if you should not get married before the Kvura. The first time Rambam says, if it's loy nasan mayim agabe basar, don't get married, sell it, and first do avails and afterwards do mishta. The second time the Rambam brings it, the Rambam says, by medvar mu, it's meis av shel chasan or ima shel kala, but it's meis ima shel chasan. Don't do the chuppah. What should you do? Rather, noik shivis me'evil, and then afterwards, tikaneis lechuppah, v'yinik shivis me'evil mishta. The first time the Rambam doesn't mention tikaneis lechuppah. The Rambam says this, in both cases, the Rambam is saying we have to, that you need two things. You need it to be Nasan Mayim Agabe Basar, you need to be Avishal Chasan. If it's not Nasan Mayim Agabe Basar, so then first do the Eva and then the Mishnah. It doesn't mention Chuppah. The second time, the Rambam says that if you are, if it's Mace Aviv Imay Shel Chasan, so then first do Eva, then Tikonais L'Chuppah, V'yinak Shavis Yimei Mishnah. The Chor, the Rambam is Meduik the following thing. Really, in the case of Mace Aviv, Imoy shel chasan, if it's meis imoy shel chasan, really you should be able to do the chuppah first. Because I prepared everything, so therefore the date's locked in. In theory, I could do the chuppah first. This came first. Tell me I could change the date. Okay, so therefore, maybe the mishnah you'll do afterwards, but I could do the chuppah beforehand, but there's no point in doing the chuppah. The Ram says that's why you're going to change the chuppah. But the first time, the Ram doesn't even have to say that, because if you haven't still nasim mayim agabe basar, so then for sure you do the chuppah later, because it didn't come first. It came afterwards. Al kopanim, aboisai, the shayla is as follows. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Says the Gemara, B'chol oisen hayomim hu yashin bein ha'anashim v'hi yishena bein ha'anashim. We're in the fourth line of the Gemara. All those days he sleeps amongst the men and she sleeps amongst the women. Says Rashi, v'ein misyachat im zeh shema yivol v'ol v'ol asur b'tashma shemit ke'afinu be'el megalchim v'af b'shivas yimei ha'mishta Shehin Kiregal, Noig Boy, Avelo Shadiri Tsina, Shari Osir Batashmish, Yulakama.
If he's sleeping with the men and she's sleeping with the women, how's
it
there? Because all the women
are not going to realize, what's there? So, Dvarim Shaltina means Dvarim Shaltina. Even though it's, even though you can't be Mari or Avelo Spirabim, but, yeah. I mean, everyone knows the halacha. It's not a question of people not knowing. It's that you can't show your avelus before Hesia, which is interesting.
So you're saying that the chitzina is for others, not for
no,
not for them. There's no shayla. So if
you can't show your avelus berabim, a person cannot show his avelus, even though because it's a mayid, which is an interesting thing. You have to understand what's the nature of this. So the rabbim first said, Rashi first said, lo asya avelus v'chayla. You can't, avelus is not chal. And now we're saying that you do avelos dvarim shel tzina. You noig who avelos shel divrei tzina. So is the avelos chal or is it not chal? You just said before the avelos is not chal. And now you're saying it's chal, but again dvarim shel tzina. So is it chal, is it not chal? It's very, very interesting. What's the pshat over here? So, That's one question. We'll get back to that question. But the first thing is, how many, who yashin ben anashim, yihi yashin ben anashim? What does that mean? How would you describe that? What? So he needs a shomer and she needs a shomer. Sounds like they both need shomerim. Not only that, now it sounds like they both need two shomerim. Who yashin ben ha'anashim?
Maybe it just means that they sleep, they don't sleep together.
Well, it's a machloikas. It's a machloikas whether or not they have to have four edim. He needs two edim to watch him. She needs two edim to watch her. You need two shomerim. Shomerim.
Not edim. Shomerim. They just don't need a sleeping.
One guy stand outside two doors.
It's a Rashi's mashma like Dovi that you only need the ein misyachadim ze imze. You just know that they're not miyachid together. In the lashon, some of the rishonim are medayik in lashon of the brice. It's not like that. It doesn't say ein misyachadim in the brice. It says hu yashin ben anoshim. He has to sleep with the men. V'yishen ben anoshim. She sleeps with the woman. It sounds like you need more shomerim than that. You need two shomerim for each one of them.
The shomer because they might come to
Misyachi,
or
because
they have to get married
to Shomer? No, because they might come to Misyachi. I think that perhaps this Rashi might be somewhat Lishitasai. If you look back on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, the Eilu made a diak in Rashi. It says over there, Mafrishin is a chasin min hakala leili shabbos is tchila. You separate the chasin from the kala the first night of Friday night. Because we don't want that he should be boiled and make a chabura. However, Rashi changes it a little bit. Rashi says when it says mafrishin, it says in biri shaynihi mafrishin oisa mi menu. What does mafrishin oisa mi menu mean? Separate her from him. The lashon of the brayse says mafrishin es a chasan min akala. You separate him from her. Rashi changes it to her from him. It's very interesting. Sounds like, according to Rashi, perhaps, we could understand. Rashi learns that the one that we're really worried about is him. We don't have to separate him from her. We have to separate her from him. We have to, because we're worried about him more than we're worried about her, which the Gemara says in other places. That really a man is more of a risk than a woman when it comes to arayas. So therefore, we really have to have our eyes on him. She doesn't really need any type of shomer because we don't have to worry about her as much. What? So in Echanami, Rashi learns it's Lav Davka. Rashi learns, Ein Misyachadim Zem Zeh, we just don't let the two of them be together. But does she need a Shomer? No. She doesn't need a Shomer. That seems to...
Why would they?
What?
Every person needs a Shomer.
Every person who can't be Misyachadim Zeh needs to have a Shomer.
No, so because over here, listen, they just got married, so we think that it's definitely Libor Gaspa. Which means that he definitely has more. So over here, because we're worried about it, so therefore we put a little. We're doing extra shmira. This is extra challenge. Toby, it's very challenging for them. They've been waiting for a while, and now it's hard. So therefore, and also the Gemara says maybe that they're not so mach because it's not real nida. It's only midir abanan kitzer. But it seems from Rashi that there isn't. We'll see the Gemara later on. Is there what to be worried about her? Or more about him. Al-Koponim says the next Rashi. Oh, so let's get back to our question. We asked the Stira, is the Avelos Chal or not Chal? The first Rashi says, Lo Asya Avelos V'chayel, Avelos not Chal. Next Rashi says, Dvarm Sheltzina is Noyeg. What are the Dvarm Sheltzina? Rashi says, it's Avelos. Avelos should Devrei Tzina. So it sounds like the Avelos is Chal. It's a Stira from one Rashi to the next. Comes along the Sefer Be'er Yankov. The Be'er Yankov is the grandfather of Asher Arieli, who's a massive Talmud Chacham. Wrote a Sefer Be'er Yankov. This is the following thing. He brings up one question. We're not going to go through the entire shtickle, but he brings a question as follows. Question is there Avelos on Shabbos? Does Shabbos count for Avelos? So a person isn't noyeg Avelos b'farhesi on Shabbos, but Shabbos can have the days of Avelos, because it doesn't say Simcha on Shabbos. Shabbos is not called the day of Simcha. Yom Tov are Yomim of Simcha. Regel is days of Simcha. Now Shabbos, what's the word, the way we describe the pleasure? Menucha is another word. Oinig. Shabbos has a din oinig, but Shabbos doesn't have a din Simcha. The Shaila is, he brings down, that there are, I don't remember exactly where his makar is because I don't think he brings it over here. I don't know if anyone saw it. He says that Shabbos also is a din simcha. Oh, here it is. Hariya Bahag Shagam Shabbos Yesh Mitzvah Simcha. Shemonah Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Mem, Simcha Shabbos. Mitzvah Mem Ches Oinig Shabbos. So the Bahag himself, who's the one who says the reason why Shabbos doesn't have, can have Avelos is because it doesn't have Simcha, but the Bahag himself says there is a Mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. So what is going on? Is there Simcha or is there not Simcha? It's a very similar question that we're asking over here. We're saying, is there Avelos? Is there not Avelos? The one you're saying is not Chal Avelos. You're saying there is Avelos. So on the way you're saying Shabbos, does it have similar? Zokt the Ber Yankov Amar Digazach. This is the following. This is listen. There's two different things. There's one thing, which is an obligation to be happy. A mitzvah to be besimcha. There's another thing, which is a yoyim simcha. The day is a day of simcha. It's not the same. One is that we're being koveya this as a day of simcha. This day is defined as a day of simcha. Another thing is a mitzvah made to be simcha. Is it a din in the gavra? Or is it a din in the yoim? You want to call it the cheftza shel yoim? I don't know what you want to call it exactly. Is it din in the gavra? Or is it din in the yoim? Says the Ber Yankov, Shabbos avada is a mitzvah to be besimcha, but it's not karosa l'shabbos simcha. Karosa l'shabbos oinig. The Shabbos is called Einik. There's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Shabbos, but it's not going to define the day. So therefore, can this be a day of Avel? If I want to define it as a day, can it be a day of Avel? It could be a day of Avel, and I'll be happy on a day of Avel. I can have a mitzvah to be happy. It's not. There's no stira. What is a taich on the day? What taich on me? I like to say the same thing over here. When we said, Rashi says, that if you do the chuppah first, and then afterwards you do the kvura, lo asi avelis v'chayla. What does Rashi mean, lo asi avelis v'chayla? Rashi means it can't become a yoyim evil. Why not? Because it's already a yoyim mishteh. When you want to do chuppah, what does it become? Naseloi kiregel. It's a yoyim of mishteh. It's a yoyim of simcha. If it's a yoyim of simcha, it can't be a yoyim evil. So can it become a yoyim evil? No. But dvarim shel tzina is noig. What does that mean? There is avelos. How could it be avelos? How do you say avelos nachal? Yeah. The cheftza shel yoyim doesn't become a yoyim evil. But can I be noig certain hanhogas of evil? I could. Dvarim shel tzina is noig. The avelos of tzina person has to be noig. It doesn't become a day of evil.
So yadif even the tzina is not noig? Or really yadif? Or shavuos?
It's a machlekes. Rambam and other Rishonim.
Why do Rashi say Kishabbos?
So the Rambam says Kishabbos. The Rambam does say Kishabbos. The Rambam changes the girsa. If you take a look in the Rambam, the Rambam changes the girsa like Rabbi Turner is saying. We gave out the Rambam today. The Rambam says Shiva Simei Achasanus Harei Hein. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. The Rambam that we gave out yesterday, not today. The Rambam gave out yesterday. V'chol oisan hayomim noig b'dvarim shabetzina kishabbos. It's right in the middle of the Rambam. He says, "Chol oisan hayom noig b'dvarim shabetzina kishabbos." The Rambam says that it's actually that the Rambam seems to have a different gears in our Gemara. The Achroinim are medayik. We have a gears in the. We seem to say it's kirego. I'll call upon him. Perhaps this is the pshat in the Rashi. We send the one in. We said it is avelus. There is an avelus. What's the answer? Ayoyim avel. It's not. Aber I have dvarim shel tzina. I'm going to be noyig avelus. Says the Rambam. Ein moinin b'shvil ha'avelus ein oisin ala tachshiteha shelo tizgana al baylo kol shloshim yoyim afapi she'ein yemei avelus l'sha b'nei adam v'kol shchein mishloshim ve'elach. Says the Rambam. The whole 30 days. We're not, says Rashi, I mean, we're not going to make it that she doesn't put on tachshiteha, shol tizgana al baila, but even though it's yimei evelus for shara b'nei adam, still, for her, we're not going to make it to her. Comes along the rush, and asks the Rosh Akasha, I don't get Rashi, I don't understand. Hold on a second. They were saying that because of the fact that she's a kala, that's why we don't make her not wear her tachshitin. But the Rosh says that an isha's muteris in all these beauty aids called shloshim yoim. Even though it's shloshim yoim, she's allowed in the tila sar, she's allowed to remove hair, and she's allowed to take a haircut, she's allowed to press her, all these types of things. Shlotis gana al baila. Mkein, my kamashal and halcha bakala. In other words, what are you telling me over here? A kala is allowed to wear tachshitin. Anyone's allowed to wear tachshitin kol shloshim yoim. What's the difference of kala and anyone else? Says the Birkas Avraham, perhaps the pshat, this is the kasha of the Rosh. Perhaps it's different. There's two different things. There's one thing is tisgana, something that looks unsightly. For example, let's say she wants to remove her hair. If she has hair which is unsightly, so therefore that's already mius. That's mius. If she doesn't get a haircut, there's certain things that are mius. It's like it's unkept, and therefore it's nivul. When there's nivul, then we allow everyone to do it, because then it's going to cause shalom bayis problems. But when it's a question just of just not wearing tachshitin is not nivul. There's nothing. Under normal circumstances, at least, not wearing tachshitin is not nivul. So there, a regular woman wouldn't allow her to do that. Why? Because she wants to look beautiful. She wants to get dressed up. You can't get dressed up if it's during the shloshim. Over here, we're going to allow it because she's newly married. And for newly married, we're going to allow her to do that. We want her to always look her finest. Her husband hasn't yet come to terms with the fact that this is a long-term relationship. So we don't want him to change his mind. It's early on. So we want her to look as beautiful as possible. A regular woman, no. She wants her to look disgusting. We don't want nivul. So therefore, we would allow the other things, but this we wouldn't necessarily allow. Now, what is Shloshim Yoim is a machlokes here between the Rambam and the Ravid. It's very interesting. The Rambam and the Ravid have a machlokes. What is considered to be Shloshim Yoim? If you look, we gave out today the Rambam in Hilchos Evel, Perek Yud Aleph. The Rambam says the following thing. Says the Rambam, Shiva Simei Achasanos Arein Keregel. The Misha Meislo Meis Besoich Yimei Amishta. Afilu Ave Ve'imoi Mashlim Shiva Simei Amishasimcha V'Achar Kach Noach Shiva Simei Avelos. Finish the simcha. Afterwards, do your avelis. Umoyne hashloishim me'achar shivas yemei hasimcha. The shloishim only start after the shivas yemei hasimcha when you also start the avelis. So 30 days start from afterwards. That is what the Rambam says. And the Ravid of an art argues. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram v'lama lo yoyil kol yemei hamishte l'shloishim yoyim. Why doesn't it help? Well, the days of the Mishtel for 30 days. Why? So the Ravid says, I don't understand. It should start already once it's Meis Lameis. B'soich Yimei HaMishteh. Already it should start the Shloshim. This is the Ravid's Kasha on the Rambam. In other words, we do find in other places that you count Shloshim. So over here, why doesn't the Shloshim count? Comes along the Ramban. The Ramban says, it's very simple. Even though we find that for when a geya to regel itaka helps, because when it comes to regel, the halacha is that you anyway can't do all of these activities that you can't do during shloshim. So in regel, you can be noyeg your avelus during the regel. You can't. But when it comes to a mishteh, so there is no din of being noyeg these things. Therefore, it's a very clear difference between a regel and a mishteh. Even though the Rambam says that they're similar, but there's a difference between them. When it comes to regel, a person's not allowed to do the laundry during the regel. A person's not allowed to get a haircut during the regel. So it's already you're already doing the niyug of avelus during the regel. What's the pshat in the Ravid? Comes along the Birkas Avraham and he says a mor degezach. Now, Rabbi Yisai, now we're going to start getting to all the details. And this is where it's very complicated, but it's a very beautiful thing. Says the Birkas Avraham that apparently is a machlokes here Rambam and Ravid. As far as shloshim is concerned, what is the gedra of shloshim? Shloshim of the avelus. Is it isurim that you can't do, or is it a nihu gavelus? Is it a zman of iser, or is it a nihu gavelus? Does it have to be an hugav? If it's just the zman of iser, so then whenever the clock starts, the clock starts. If I keep it, I don't keep it. If I can't keep it, I can't keep it. It's 30 days. It starts ticking right now. If there's something that's going to override my iser, so then okay, it overrides. Says the Ravid, I don't care. It doesn't make a difference. Why I'm not? Why if I'm doing it, I'm not doing it. It's totally irrelevant. It's just the zman of a zman of iser. Masha Enkein, if you hold that the din of Shloshim is the din of Nihug Avelos, which means I have to prava the Avelos, I have to engage in the Avelos. So then, says the Rambam, a very simple chiluk. When it comes to the regal, so over there, I am being Noyeg Avelos during the Moed. It's a some Avelos, I'm doing Avelos Shetzina, some Avelos. But when it comes to the Chasna, I'm not. So come to Chois Rabbi Yisai, what comes out is as follows. We're going to have different types of structures for what Avelis is. The Shiva is a Yoyim Evel. Shiva is Bechefta a Yoyim Evel. If you want to have, you want it to be Chal Avelis, it has to be a Yoyim Evel. So therefore, it can't be Chal Yoyim Evel on Yom Tov, it can be Chal Yoyim Evel on Shabbos, can't be Chal Yoyim Evel on Yom Tov. Why not? Because Yom Tov is a Yoyim of Simcha. It's not a Yoyim Evel. And then you have the Shloshim. The Shloshim is not a Yoyim Evel. Shloshim has to be a Nihug Avelos. So can you do Shloshim on a Regel? You can do Shloshim on a Regel. Why? It's a Yoyim Simcha in a Chanami. But it has a Nihug of Avelos. So even though it's a Yoyim Simcha. And then you have the Shloshim according to the Pshat of the Ravid, which might be what we'll discuss as being the year. There's a whole year of Avelis of some sort, right? And that is just the Zman Isser. It has nothing to do with the Yoyim. It doesn't have to do with the Nihug. It's just the Zman Isser. So, for example, when we discuss that a person is in Avelis for an entire year, does that start during the Regel or after the Regel? Could be that already starts during the Regel, even though the Shloshim starts after the Regel. And the Shiva starts after the Regel. The moment you bury him, that's when the Shana starts. It starts, the Avelis starts from the moment of the Kfura. So these are the different types of Avelos that we have and how they're going to affect the Chasana. The one thing that's left, which is a very, very serious and considerable topic, is as follows. Do you compare Chasanas to Regel, or do you compare Chasanas to Shabbos? What is it like? Is it like Regel or like Shabbos? If you look in the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin is what we gave out today. Shivas Yimei Achasanas Harein Kiregel. It's like a regel. That's what the Rambam seems to say, like Yossi said. However, the Rambam we gave out yesterday, which is the same place, it's the Rambam Hilchas Evel Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Ches. So this one's Halacha Zayin. It's the very next Halacha. We gave it out yesterday. The Rambam says right in the middle of the Rambam, he says the person's boil bilas mitzvah parish v'noik shivas yimei amishtav achakach v'noik shivas yimei avelas. The chol oisin hayomim noyag dvarm shebetzina kishabbos. Now the Rambam says, what is this din of during the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh? Is like Shabbos. So is it like Shabbos or is it like Regel? Seems to be a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Halacha Zayin says it's like Regel. The Rambam in Halacha Ches is going to say it's like Shabbos. The answer has to be something along these lines. The Rambam and Halacha Zayin is talking about that when did the person die? In the middle of the Chasana, in the middle of the Sheva Brachas. The Rambam and Halacha Ches is talking about the person died before the Sheva Brachas. So somehow that's going to have to be the answer. The question is, why does that make a difference? I leave that up to you, my friends. Beis Hashem, Belina, we're going to start with the next sugya tomorrow.